Okay, good morning. And we're on the Amud. Mamash, the first words of the Amud. The Gemara's another question. That's what we discussed yesterday. We said Azav Elo Evin Menuga'at. Right? And we spoke about if there's a stone that's got, and we said Tamil Amakra, Umina Lomiam, and the Gemara says, that's your proof, right? That it says Evin Menuga'at, Kra Achshe Yoshevet Alav, He Velo Dama. It, we're still discussing whether the blood of the Nida itself is metame or not. And the Gemara asks another question. Imahi metama b'Evin Mesama. I think you spell that word. You said Evin Mesama, right? Yeah. Evin Mesama. What Evin Mesama? The Gemara says like this. What about Imahi metama b'Evin Mesama? Af madve na metama b'Evin Mesama. So if she, the Nida herself, was sitting on an Evin Mesama, you'll see in a second, Rashi will explain, is a big rock, right? If the blood's in the rock, would be the same story. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Kra. Vahanosei otam, otam miutahu, otam aviyah, says Rashi, v'mishkav azav, ketiv is written with regard to azav, v'mishkav azav hanisa al even, mesama metame kaidim shetachtia, make the clothes underneath the tam. We'll see this, we'll go back in a second. Rashi, kohanim, uchtiv otam, and it means there's them, the mote dama, not include the blood, even of azav. So in other words, her blood wouldn't metame, but let's just see what this even mesama is. She's the loch and look at Rashi. Mani da chamul etame even mesama. Right. See, the question is mesad chamur even gedola. Says Rashi. Mesama even gedola. Okay. Amusama ala kailim. It's on the kailim. Venida neset aleh. And she's sitting on top of it. Right. So metame begadim shtachla even. So anything that's under the stone, she's sitting on this big rock. Whatever's under the rock will become tame as well. I'm about to write koanim. We go to the midrash in Vayikra. Af masadama chamur tameh v'masama. So therefore, the question is: would her blood also be chamur to metame? In other words, if she's sitting on the even and the even's resting on kalim underneath it, I think the kalim are clothes. I think kalim. I think are begun. I'm not sure. Is there a note there? I think it's kalim or clothes. If there were clothes underneath, it would become tameh, right? So the question: would her blood, if her blood was on this big rock, would also become tameh? The yesh metame b'masah v'enu metame b'masama. Because Rashi says there are things that are metame b'masah if you carry them, but aren't tame b'masah if you're sitting on them. Kedeita, that's the abach ed in the kedeva masach and Shabbos b'perek Rabbi Akiva. Damina, he says over there b'masah when it comes to carrying something kule amelo plige de metame. There, everyone agrees that there's a tumat nisait, right? Keeping it, where's the machloket even b'masama on this big ebin? The ain masao ele b'davar ha'uri nase. Because the issue of tumat masah is normally only about something that you carry, right? But this even of al gedola ain't a metal telet. It's not carryable. It's very heavy. Liota tumani said less, therefore maybe not. Vegabe zav who deravia cry. And there, specifically in the zav that Pastor was talking about it, the question is, and Nida, if she sits on this rock, which it like becomes like a chair, right? Uses it as a chair. And if it was something that came underneath it, would the blood, if you put the blood on the chair, also become make it tame or not? And we saw the Gemara said no because of a miut of a tam, only the people, not the dam itself. Okay, now the next case of the Mishnah was basar hamet. So we said dam hanida, which we've just been speaking about now, and now basar hamet, meat, flesh from a dead body, right? So we're discussing the tumah of flesh from a dead body. The Gemara says minala. Where do we know that the flesh of a dead body is betame? Amresh lakish amakra. Amresh lakish. We got a pasuk lechol tumato. Right, this pasuk Gavia says, "O ish asher yiga b'chol sheret, if you touch a sheret, asher yitmalo make him tameh, or b'adam, or b'a person asher yitmalo lechol tumato." So Rav Lakish says that says lechol tumato. What the chol tumato? All tumot haporshot mimenu. Whatever comes out of him. Look at Rashi there. Loshna lach veloshna yavesh. Makes the difference if it's dry, wet. Anything that comes from this dead body is metameh. Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rav Lakish. Yochanan Amar, or Be'etzim Adam B'Kavir. He's got his own makor for where we learn about the meat. Right? Because he says, yeah, look at the next pasuk came by Midbar. V'chol asher yiga al p'nei hasadeh, b'chalal, cherev, or v'meit. Right? If you're touching the dead body, or even the cherev, right? If you've got a sword in his body. If he's, now you know that, right? If there's a knife stuck in the guy's body, you touch the knife, you become a tameh av tuma. Right? Even if not touching his body. Or v'meit, or Be'etzim Adam, or his body, or Be'etzim, yeah, being the bone. Or the cover, right? Or in his grave. Or in the, what the cover of Yamina, yeah. Right? No, in his grave, right? Right? So, yeah, he says, of Yahweh, Etzim Adam, the cover, Adam Dome de Dumia de Etzim. Man, body here is like blood by bones. My Etzim, what about bones? Yavesh, Afkan Yavesh. So you see that Rashi pits the Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan against one another. Reish Lakish seems to say anything dry or wet. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan says that a bone over here, right, just like a bone is dry, even bone, in other words, even if it's dry. I don't think it means only dry. Does it mean that it is only dry? I think it means even dry, even if it's dry like a bone. That's what I think. I think it's pasha that if it's wet and moist, that it's metame, right? The chidush here is, even if it's dry like a bone, then it's metame, right? Okay. So now, that's Rabbi Yochanan. So the question is, right, my benayu, what is the nafka in between Rabbi Shlakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Shlakish brings the pasuk from, we look called tumor, taposh, Rabbi Yochanan says the bones. So he says, ike benayu, da africh afruchi. The nafkin will be if it becomes like very, I think, crispy and like completely dehydrated, crumbling. Okay, right. Thank you. Bless you. Right. Look at Rashi. Sheyavesh yoter midai. Rashi becomes very dry. Right. Right. Rabbi Yochanan tahor. Rabbi Yochanan will be tahor. Why? Do mir etzem ba'inan. Etzem lo mifrach. A bone, even though a bone is dry, it's still not completely powdered. Right. Right. What was the word you used? Crumbled. Right. Okay. That's a better word I think of. Like, you know, sometimes, like brittle. I think that would be the word, right? Brittle. Rabbi Shlakish, it would make no difference because it's cold, whether it's dry or wet, fully dry, fully wet, we don't care. That would be the difference. Now, there was a kasha here, a kasha on Shlakish. So Shlakish says that it could be dry or wet, right? Fully dry. The most like a mate, we've got a bright that says, Basar Hamet Shehu Frach Tahor. So this seems to be a bright on Rabbi Yochanan. No, Tahor, not Metame. Right, which it supports Reish Lakish. It supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says if it's completely dry, right, like brittle or crumbled, it wouldn't Metame, Rabbi Yochanan says. Reish Lakish says, would any different, anything Metame. Here the bride clearly says that Basara made Shufrach Tahor, that when it's crumbling, when it's brittle, crumbly, it's Tahor. So this is a kasha on Reish Lakish. So he would answer, like he said, no, hatam, there, in that case over there, it's not just like a bit of brittle, but the ikma chave afra. In other words, it's being ground up. Look at Rashi here. He says, Rashi, the ikmach, like shon tchina, right, from tochen, it's being ground. Kekemach, like flour, right? There, when the bride says, hamet shehufrach, tahor, if it's ground up bone, even Reish Lakish would agree. Is metahor? When did he say that it would be metame? It could be dry, but it's still bone, right? Not powder. So that's how he'd get out of there. But mate, another kashya. Kol sheva mate metame. Now we've got a kashya like this, right? Kol sheva mate metame. Anything from the body of the dead person is metame. Chutz min hashinayim, other than his teeth, vahasear and his hair, vatziporin and his nails, right? But if they join, in other words, if the hair or the teeth or the nails are still a part of the body, then they are metame. Right? So, now look, Rashi explains the kashya over here. This is a kashya over here, right, on Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rashi. Chutz min hashinayim, other than the teeth. V'hashinayim dumia de'etzim, hein? But aren't teeth like bone, right? And yet, the tahorin, right? Actually, Rashi says it's a kashya to both, right? The kashya de tarvayim. This is a kashi both because Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish would both say, Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's like bone, it's metame. Here, this Mishnah is telling us, this brighter, that it is bone is like, the teeth are tahor. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish would say, anything that comes out of the body is metame. Here, we see teeth come out of the body, right? And they are metaher. That's a kashi on both of them, right? Rashi explains it, what it means, Shinayim. Lo nivrui moshe gedelin lachazman. So the teeth, he wasn't born with his teeth, right? They grow after time, right? I'm not sure that is a conventional wisdom today. I think today the opinion is that the teeth are in your body, just they only grow out after time. Well, that's only your milk teeth, by the way. Your adult teeth, I don't think are there. They probably do come afterwards. So that maybe we'll be speaking about over here, right? Amar Adabar. So now that is the brighter, right? So that's the kashi over here on both of them. And now comes Arab Dumia De'etzem. He says, we need to do me etzem, my etzem. So he says, come to explain, I think, the brighter. He says, no, why isn't it a problem? Because when we said, do me the etzem, my etzem, she nivra imo, of course, she nivra imo. Right? That's why bone is different to teeth. He was born with a bone. Teeth, he wasn't born with the teeth. The teeth grow on their own. So therefore, tooth is not a good kashi against bone. Right? Vahaika se'ar v'tziporin shenivrui mo v'torin. So we say, wait a second, according to Adabar Ava, that's not very, it doesn't help us very much, because this bright bundled up teeth, hair, and nails. And yet, what do we see? That he was born with his hand, born with his born with his nails. So he says, no, we still want dubit etzem. What does it mean, dubit etzem? He qualifies the definition of dumid etzem. Ma etzem shenivra imo. It needs two qualifications, two criteria. The one is that it was born with him. He was born with it. And more than that, the ein gizo machlif. It doesn't change its basis. Look at Rashi. The ein gizo machlif. Ein gizo im nital eno chozer. If you take it away, it won't grow back. Af kol shenivra imo the eno gizo machlif. So too, we want everything that firstly, if it was born with you, and if you take it away, for example, if you cut a bone off your hand, the chance of the bone is not going to grow back, right? But if you cut the nail, well, it will grow back. If you cut your hair, it will grow back, right? So nails and hair, right, will grow back. So even though you might have been born with them, they don't meet the next criteria, which is they don't grow back. Where bone, you were born with it. And if you cut it off, you're not going to grow back. We haven't yet got to a stage where people can grow hands. I think we're pretty close. I think doctors are close to that idea of cloning and growing back and self-healing, all of that. It's science fiction, but it's coming, right? So the next generation will have to deal with this Gemara, right? Of terms of that. We don't have to worry about that, right? Yatsua shinayim. So to have yatsua shinayim sheloni vruimo. So teeth are excluded from this and the fact that they weren't born with him. And yatsu se'ar v'tziporin shapishnivru imo gizo machlif and hair and nails also excluded from that on the basis that if they cut back nonetheless, right, they do change. Okay, so teeth, for example, if you weren't born with your teeth, then we'd say teeth doesn't work. We want things that you're born with. But if you did say that you weren't born with your teeth, then the Gemara is saying you are. Then the teeth would be like bone, because if you pull out a tooth, it won't grow back. Right? So then teeth would have been a good one.
You have one of those two.
You have to have one of those. So teeth you were born with. Teeth you were born with doesn't grow back. We want something that you were born with and won't grow back. Just help me, I'm confusing myself a second. Of course, shenivra imo ve'ein gizo machlif. We want things which don't change. So teeth, you were nivra imo. The Engiz or Machlif? Are you were born with teeth?
Teeth have different reasons. Teeth are because you're not born with it.
Teeth, you aren't born with it. And I'm saying, although today doctors will tell you that you are born with it. Yatsu sarvati porridge api shenivrui mo gizo machlif. But what about skin? The giz or machlif? Here, skin does change. Right? In other words, skin giz or machlif. And what do we want? We want ein giz or machlif, right? Ma etzem shenivrav ein giz or machlif. Skin, you were born with it, the giz or machlif. Which means what? Skin meets the skin giz or machlif. So it should be tahor, right? Because you're born with it, but it giz or machlif. And we want something with ein giz or machlif to be metame, right? Like a bone. So, and so skin should be tahor. Utnan, and actually ditnan. There's the Mishnah Hashas puts in the Dalit there. Ditnan, he brings it, and we know that it's gizor machlif. How do we know that it's gizor machlif? That it replenishes itself. Ditnan, we've got a Mishnah, right? It's like it's a gluda. Look at Rashi. What's a gluda? Behema sheni klaf or abnei torach malacha. Some sort of animal, right? They were under stress or machmat shchin, right? Or infection or under some sort of stress, it loses its skin. Right? Molts under stress. The Chachamim Poslin, Chachamim say that it's pasul, right, as a trefa. Okay, it's a pasul animal. V'afir Rabban, and Rabbi Meir says it's machshir. Look at Rabbi Meir says machshir. V'ein or trefa, it's not a trefa, why? The Hadra Bari, right, because it'll become healthy again. Look at Rashi, Alme Gizo Machlif. Why? Because the skin replenishes itself. And he says, yeah, the Chachamim Poslin, the Chachamim says it's pasul as a trefa. And even Rabbanan, lo kapast ened ad hachi v'achi shali ba'avir v'meita. And even Rabbanan don't disagree that the skin will replenish. Why do they have pasul? Because they're saying in the meantime, while it hasn't got skin, it's not protected from the elements that it will die. So therefore, it's an animal that will die within 12 months. But really, both Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir agree that its skin replenishes itself. So we're proving over here that skin, as a rule, replenishes itself. We know from ourselves, right? If you cut your arm, the skin grows back. Correct? Everyone knows. Everyone knows that. Right? So the Gemara says, Ululam gizo machlif. And nonetheless, we see, even if you say Rabbanan or Atame, it's machlif. V'taninan elu seorotehen kibsaran. Right? And we've got a Mishnah over there. We learned in a brighter, when we write over there, in Masechet Chulin, right? Elu she'orotehen kibsaran. Sorry, not seorotehen. She'orotehen, their skin is like their flesh. And that's Ora Adam. Right? And we see that nonetheless, it is Tamei. The Or is like the Basar. And why is Or like Basar? It doesn't meet those criteria. And you are born with Or and it grows back. And we just learned now that all of a sudden to be coming from your body to be Tamei, it should be something which you're born with and it doesn't grow back. Right? You with me?
Mm-hmm.
You with me? Right? What's the height by Allah? There's an answer to that. Why? Amra Ulu Davar Torah Or Adam Torah. Actually, Minat Torah Or is Tahor. It's not Metamei. Why? Because of this criteria. Because you were born with it and it grows back. So it's actually Tahor. So why is it Tameh? Look at this. Umay Tameh, Amru Tameh. So why do we say Tameh? Gzeira, listen to this. Shema Yase Adam Orot Aviv Imo Shtichin Nechamor. That the person should take his parents' skin and make it into a saddle for the donkey. Look at Rashi Shtichin Aviyah, not a carpet. Rashi Aviyah Shtichin. Right? Look at Rashi Aviyah. After the Rashi.
Shtichin.
Where's the Rashi in Reset? Shtichin. Mirda'at Lechamor. A saddle for a donkey, right? So that's why. So really, when Rav Ada bar Ava said what he said to me, the etzem ha'etzem shnivrei mo, of course shnivrei mo, the geshar tzavon, we get the whole story. The bottom line is that skin meets that criteria. Skin is only asur midrabana because of the gzeira that you don't come to use your parents' body to saddle your donkey. Midoraita it's tahor, right? Because it meets his criteria that it is nivrei mo the gizo machlif. Okay. That's in the words like this. V'ikad Amri. There's a Yesh Omrim that the Sugya has learned slightly differently. Remember, we brought that brighter earlier on, where we had Rabbanan HaGluder, who married Machshir Chachamim Poslin, with that wild animal that loses its skin, he marries Machshir and Bechamim Say Pasu. Most like V'ikad Amri, Hare Or, Da Ein Gizo Machlif. Maybe we see here that Or doesn't replenish itself. And why would we think that? Because look at that brighter, which we brought earlier on, Ditnan Chachamim Poslin. That Rabbi Meir says there on this gluda that Rabbi Meir and Chachamim says pasu. Why the Chachamim says pasu? Look at Rashi Aviyah. Daha the lo hadrabari, because it won't. It's a tray for that animal. Why? Because the skin won't replenish. Therefore, once the skin wiped out, it's going to die. Right? Alma ein gizo machlif is Rashi. That's why we said that Chachamim said no. They said only it's pasu because it's going to take a long time and the elements are going to be exposed. The elements are going to die. Really, no. We let the sugya differently. Chachamim says it's pasu. Why? It's a treifa because the skin won't grow back. V'afilu Rabbi Meir. Now the question is the other way around. Rabbi Meir, who says kasher, why does he say kasher? He says v'lo kamachshir ena dekari bishar v'chaya. Right? Not because the skin will grow back. Why does Rabbi Meir say it's not a treifa? Rabbi Meir says because it's got a compensating function. That what happens is the skin won't grow back. The flesh will dry out, and the flesh replaces the skin. You see that? Look at Rashi. The karir bishra v'chaya. Look at Rashi. Yeah, the karir bishra akara bishra mitkasheh b'sara v'naaseh ke'or. Doesn't become or. But it becomes like well, the word, like I use the word scabbing, right? That's a good example. But scab, the body will scab, and basically it will be protected from the elements because of the scabbing process, but not really skin. So that's a different word in the sugya. And then we see over here that skin is not machlif, and if skin is not machlif, then skin meets the criteria of nolad imo, nivra imo, v'ein gizo machlif, right? So therefore, skin now is metame. And on that, Ula says, I'm Ula Davartra or Adam Tor. He says, no. Actually, it's Doraita that it's Tahor. Right? So therefore, that whole story over there, whether it's Metame or not Metame, is not relevant. We can't bring the proof over there. And really, if it's a trefa or not a trefa, is irrelevant. Bottom line is, Ula, it's all Durabanan. Ula says, on that, Ula said, Torah or or Adam Tahor. And now the Gemara says, Kit Mar de Ula, that Mar of Ula, where he says, or that I mean, the Torah, it's the Rabbi, it is Tahor, a Seifa Itmar. Right? Speaking about the Seifa, look at Rashi Aviyah, a Seifa, Deva'elu she'orotehen kivsarad. In that bright over there, right? And what's going on over here? V'chulan she'ibdan o she'ilech bahen k'day avoda tohorin. What are we speaking about? We're speaking about skins over there, that if you process them, right? Or you, what did Miluka Rashi say? She'ibdan. Or she'ilech ben k'day avoda. You lay them out on the floor, people to walk over them. Look at Rashi. V'chulan ha'orot she'manu chachamim liot temetamin. Right? Those orot, which chachamim said, are tamei, k'basar b'parot v'rotev. What are they? She'ibdan or she'ilech ben k'day avoda. K'derech she'iglina ta'et or lifnei dorusan. You lay them out to be walked on. V'shiur avoda mefaish b'brachot. We'll see it soon in Besar b'brachot. P'sachin k'day mil. If guys walk on them enough time that they walk like a kilometer over that skin, it will basically wear out the skin. In a case like that, right, the skin will become, right, that is the skin that we're speaking about, which becomes tamei, right, chutzmi or adam, and on there, other than or adam, and Ula says that even davar torah adam ki avru b'tahor, they tahor my tam amru tamei, why do we stand there and say that tamei, k'zeru shemiyas adam or avi ve'imo shetichin. Okay, so basically what we've seen, we have two ways in the sugya. Ever you look at it, bottom line is that the or midoraita is tahor, and the gzera of chachamim is metameh, and it fits in with our definitions over here of how we explained it, because bottom line is either the or does grow back or doesn't grow back, it's irrelevant. The Torah says nonetheless is tahor. The one way explaining it, the first sugya would be because it doesn't grow back, and therefore it wouldn't meet the criteria of it does grow back. Sorry, the first way we learned it would be it does grow back. And therefore, it's norat nivraimo v'gizor machlif, so it wouldn't be tamei kontra adam arava. The second way of learning it, we would ignore that issue of grows back or not grows back, and nonetheless, the or would still be tahor, and it's only a derabanan that it is tamei. Now, the Gemara also on the first explanation of adam arava, how we explained the idea there of gizor machlif, v'hare basar, the gizor machlif v'tamei, right? So now we see over here that according to this expression, we said that the skin does grow back, right? And it is should be tamei, right? So why do we say that doraita it is tahor? So amamar barav ashi, basar nase mekomot zaleket. What does it mean? Look at Rashi over here. Nase mekomot zaleket. Klomar roshem yiraba charitz o gumev ein kulo choser aval se'ar v'tziporin ein nitaltan nikar. He says that the skin, right? When there's a damage to the skin, right, so it leaves a big scar and therefore doesn't fully grow back. Okay, it's not a fully growing back sort of story. So even though we said there, right, that she'afapi vare or the gizo machlif, right, it isn't really proper machlif. Now, if you understand, I'm a little bit confused now. So if it isn't proper machlif, is this telling us that it is tamei or it is tahor?
It's tamei.
It is tamei? Look at Rashi, klomar roshem yiraba charitz or guma. So if we wanted to say that in order for it to be tamei, we wanted it to be that ma etzem shdiri more of ein gizor machli, the bone doesn't grow back, so skin doesn't really grow back in full.
Right.
Therefore it meets the criteria, therefore it should be tamei. So even doraita we could prove that it is tamei, even though Ula wants to say it's ein drabana that it's tamei, because it also is right of a shkrach. Right, okay. Now, next aloch of the Mishnah was aval azov. Speaking now, when we say the zov, we talk about the actual excretion, right? The actual what's the word I'm looking for? That is the emission. Thank you. So Gemara says zov me wedim, because the Mishnah said in yesterday Mishnah we said damanida ubasra mate metamin lachin metamin veshin metamin they dry or wet aval azov, but the emissions of a zov of a zava or henia, we saw that some type of spit. And the rock and other spits and sherets and avela and shich and sperm metamin lachin and metamin yavish, only wet and not dry, right? So the Gemara says minala, and that the zov is the word emissions. Look what I write here, my Gemara. What did I write there?
Emissions.
Can you think of the word? Okay, right. Avala zov, right? Zov minalan, right? The Tanya, because we got a brother that says zovo tamei. Right, the pasuk says, "Dabru b'nei shavu b'artel." And speak to them and say, "Ish ish, ki yez zav. If it's a zav mipsaro from his flesh, zovo the mission itself tamehu." So pasuk in Vayikra tedvav amud be a pasuk bet. Pasuk says straight out, "Zovo tameh." It says the Gemara, "Limed lazov shu tameh." The Gemara says, "Valo, but what do we need a pasuk for? I don't understand. Valo dinu, isn't it a kavachome? Right? What do you need a pasuk? We need a pasuk if we haven't got a kavachome. We need a pasuk for." Well, what's the Kal Vachomer? La'achayrim gorim tuma. The emission itself, right? Who does it metame? The Zav. The Zav himself becomes tame from what? From the Zov. So if it's metame, the Zav, la'atzmo lokoshka, is it the Zov himself tame? Now he here meaning the Zov, the emission. If he, the emission, is metame others, meaning the Zav, so isn't he the Zov himself tame? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Rashi here. La'achayrim la'zav, to the Zav himself. Isn't he emission? Now, I want to just say one thing, look at that. I want to say, like, a big chorus, chas v'shalom, but every time we want to try and prove this subject, we want to say that he is tame, it is tame itself, and therefore shouldn't it be metame others. We've got our single only example that the Gemara brings, which is going to prove to us that there is something which is tame, which doesn't metame others. What is that? The Seira Mishtalech, right? We always call the Seira Mishtalech.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm honest with you, it was called Shem Ishtalech. Right? Now, Tosfot Asiyah here actually tries to deal with that question, because Tosfot says, it's a good one thing, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, no, you can't have the Nesilu that Kal Vachomer, that because it's Tameh, it's called Tameh others, because Shem Ishtalech Yochiach, was in the Shem Ishtalech. Right? That Shegorem Tumela Acherim, the guy who walks the Shem Ishtalech, people that are involved in the Shem Ishtalech, that's the Seer that goes to Lazazel, right? Vu atzmo tahor, but he nonetheless is tahor. Why is the seer mishtalech tahor? Because the animal, when it's tahor, when it's alive, can't become a tuma, right? There's no tuma. It's a chaya, a behem, a chaya. But yet the seer mishtalech is metame, the guy's dealing with him. Afata al titamazir, but don't be surprised. Shava pisha gorem tuma lacherim, that this emission is metame others, the zav itself, who atzmo tahor. If you look at Tosfot, it's a short Tosfot where he says, im tomar veleime dam hanida yochiach. Maybe you could prove from Dam HaNida, She Gorem Mishkav Umoshav LeNida, it makes the Nida herself, Tamei Mishkav, right, Umoshav, V'Dama, but the Dam itself, Amit Le'el Minayu, it itself isn't Metamei. Remember, you said the blood itself on the big rock, wooden Metamei, remember, that's Mishkav. So maybe there you can see that the blood makes the Nida, Tamei Mishkav, but the dam itself isn't Tamei Mishkav, right? V'yesh lomar, the ein z'yochiach, and you can't prove it. Why? Kevin sh'yesh lo adam tumat masa kemo nida, v'achinami la ve'zov kemo dam anida, aval se'ir mishtalech ein lo shum tumat klal. He says, no, you can't prove it. Why? Because there are nidas in the blood. And there are nidas, there are tumas in the blood, just not all the tumas. And there are tumas in the zov, just not all the tumas, right? But se'ir mishtalech, there's no tumah at all. That's the best example. But it appears to be the only example in the whole Torah that we can find.
What?
Paraduma Tame?
It's only
Paraduma.
It's only after you burn it.
The ashes metame. The para itself don't metame. That's a nice example, but the ashes themselves aren't tame. There's no tuma in the ashes themselves.
On the contrary,
the person who makes the paraduma ashes, he becomes tame.
But
it's a brilliant, that's really clever. You're saying that the ashes, the person who makes the ash of the para aduma, he becomes tame.
It's like a novella.
And the para aduma itself is not tame. Even the ashes of the para aduma themselves are not tame. It's the person who makes them are tame. That would be a good example. That's actually, Tosfot couldn't do that. That seems to be a very good example, because we couldn't find another example other than that. That's interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. Got to ask Baruch about
it's
that.
The
person who makes it becomes tamei, but the para, the ashes themselves are tahor. Does anybody who touch, 1 second, the question is,
anyone tamei that touches them will become tahor. And
anyone who's tahor becomes tamei. But not anyone who touches it, anyone who makes it.
He's killing the animal.
No, anyone that touches it.
No, yeah, I'm saying anybody who's involved in the process. If you just go and touch the, let's say you, David Hop Barnett, walk in and you touch the ash of the paraduma, I'm not sure you become tamei. I think it's only the people who are in the process of the paraduma, if you're using it on somebody.
No, I think if I'm tamei, I become tahor and vice versa.
No,
if
to become tahor.
Touch it.
No, the paraduma has to be sprinkled into water, and the water has to be poured onto you, the water, and that makes you tahor. The ashes themselves don't make you tahor.
One sprinkles
but I think, I'm saying, so. That's one thing. The ashes themselves, I think, I could be wrong, The ashes themselves don't do anything on their own. You've got to take the ashes and put it into water, and the water has to be sprinkled on you. It's the mechatat that makes you tahor. The question is, if you just take the ashes themselves without not mixing the water, would it do anything? And probably not. But it's still a good point what you say. It's worth checking. Okay, it's a good question. Okay, right. So now, So therefore, the pasuk, we need a pasuk that says zovot tamei limen lazov shu tamei. Otherwise, without the pasuk, we might have said just like the paraduma, not like paraduma. Sorry, just like the siyam mishtaleach, right? You already convinced me, Mark, right? Just like the siyam mishtaleach, you wouldn't have become tamei, right? But now, wait a second, say no. Say this zov is only tumat maga. But on Masa, if you're just carrying it, you aren't touching it, it won't do anything. It's got no tuma. Dahave asheret, right? Similar to sheret. Look at Rashi here. Dahave asheret. Is it a sheret? Look at Rashi there. Metame magav lo Masa. Maybe it's like a tumat mag sheret. This zov. I'm Rabbi Bar Abaya. But magav lo etzrich kra. So when it comes to magav, there's no need for a pasuk. Why? The law garim is shichvat zera, because it's not worse than shichvat zera. And shichvat zera, we know, is tumei maga, right? And we'll see a pasuk for that later on in the Gemara. So therefore, the chidush of maga is not a chidush. We learn from shichvat zera. Kid shichkra says the Gemara. When do we need a pasuk? We need a pasuk lemasa for the chidushia of tumat masa. So the Gemara says ve'aimeh b'masa metame adam u'begadim. So it says, you know what? You got a pasuk now for masa. The special pasuk. So let's say Masa, which we're learning a pasuk from, it's a higher level tuma, right? But Masa, Maga is a lower level tuma. And let's say, B'masa metame adam, ubegadim metame people and their clothes. However, B'maga, which we're learning from Shichvat Zera, adam metame, metame people, B'begadim metame, one metame at all. Why? To have a maga nevela. Just like nevela. What's nevela? Nevela, look at Rashi, the first line there. B'magama tame adam v'lo begadim she'alav. Right? That with regards to maga of a nevela, it doesn't metame people if you touch the clothes. Right? But b'masa, it will metame. It says like nevela. Metame, when you, the nisait, tumat nisait is a higher level tuma than tumat maga. Right? We don't think so. Why? The tani achirim, we've got a bright achirim. Now who's achirim? We don't achirim. No, that was achir. Who we had? Acherim and Yesh Omrim. We had in Masechet Horayot, remember? Mm-hmm. But who was Acherim? Who was Acherim? I didn't even look at that. It just dawned on me. Acher.
Rabbi Meir.
No, Acher is Rabbi Meir. Acher is Elisha ben Abua. Sorry, of course. Acher is Rabbi Meir. Acher is Elisha ben Abua. Right. Acher is Elisha ben Abua. Yesh Omrim, we said, was Rabbi Natan.
Yes.
Rabbi Natan? No, I think it was Rabbi Natan. I got a feeling it was Rabbi Natan. Yesh Omrim was Rabbi Natan. And Acherim is Rabbi Meir, right.
Horayot,
what did I say?
Yeah,
I said Horayot.
Yeah.
The end of Horayot, right at the Horayot. There's a Tosfot there at the bottom. I remember, there's a little Tosfot there on the bottom of Amud Bet. Right, there's a quote there, the Daf in Horayot?
13B.
B, right, is it? I remember. If you open it up quickly, do me a favor, yeah? Open up Horayot there behind you. So the bottom right-hand corner, the bottom, there's a little Tosfot there which tells us those things. It says there, Acher, Yesh, Omrim, Rabbi Natan, etc. Okay. We got this pasuk over here that says v'hadava b'ninatav v'hazav et zovo. So the nida and the zav, right? Right? Lezachar nekeva isha sheishkav imo. No, right there? Can't find it there? There's little ones behind you there if you really want to make an effort. You don't want to. Not important enough. All right.
Really
want. Okay. I will check it up there. Okay. Right. So, Hazavet Zovo, make his Zovo lo. Right. Zovo to him. Mahu lo chilakte be magor masol, tame adam tame begadim, av Zovo kain. Okay, that's beautiful. But hashtag enough kadami Hazavet Zovo. So, you've told me already, what's the pasuk? The pasuk is Hazavet Zovo. Right, where do we learn the ikar of no chiluk between maga and masa is for the tuma of the zov is from hazav from the pasuk hazav et zovo. So what did we say early on Amud Aleph? We said the pasuk was Talmud lomar zovo tamei. Now you're telling me no, we're actually learning it from this mamre of Meir there, right? We says it comes from the pasuk hazav et zovo. So if it's Azavet Zovo, Zovo Tamei Lamali, only the first Pasuk, right? Was the Amrav Yehuda Midiskarta. Is that the name of the city? Midiskarta? Hey, is that right? Did I pronounce it right? Midiskarta, right? It's Sheikh, we do need it. Why? Salkadach, what would you have thought? We would have him in a bean. Seira Mishtaleach Yochiach. We learned, gone back to the Seira Mishtaleach, as the Gemara we learned earlier on, right? Shegorem to Malachim, what's more Tahor? That he himself is tahor, just that it makes the zav tameh, but the zov itself is tahor. If we had learned that pasuk over here now, hazavet zovo, which Rabbi Meir brought, right? That pasuk over there is leminyanu data comes to tell us hazav et zovo. We learned it the other day on daf lamed somewhere along the line there, the mesora shastin daf lamed. Hey, right? We learned there for the countings. Remember, hazav et zovo was one and two, and then the three, etc. Hazav et zovo zovo tarteh bishlishi akshe rachman le nikayve for like a woman. Ketam rachman zovo tamei. Therefore, we need to have this pasuk over here zovo tamei tell us that is for the drasha and this is for the makor. V'hashlam rachman zovo tamei hu darush bei namiha. We can learn all the drasha and everything. We've got the whole fully thing covered. We've got the makor of the tumah. We've got the drasha with the two times, the three times, the woman, etc., etc., etc. Okay, now we go back to rock. Okay, the Mishnah also included the rock. We said the spit of a zav. So rock min alan. Where do we know that the rock is metameh? Titania b'chia rock. Because the pasuk says over here, b'chia rock azav betahor. If a rock spits onto a taorga, v'chibes begadav rechatzav amayim with metaviv, he becomes tameh. He's got to put his clothes in the mikveh, and only at night he becomes tahor. And he goes to the mikveh and he becomes tahor. So we see that he spits on a guy and the guy becomes tameh. Afa b'shalon a guy. The writer said the Tani v'chiyarok. So was yachol of Yishlo Naga, even if the spit didn't touch him, right? So he said that Tavod Omar betahor ad sheyiga betahor, right? So now it's interesting. Why would we have thought? We'll see in a second just now. By the way, why would have been a have? I mean, maybe if he just spat at you, even the spit didn't touch you, right? I think that's the question. It's not that he physically touched him, right? That he spit touched didn't touch him, right? I think it's they spit didn't touch him, right? Tamud Omar Betahor Ad Shiga Betahor. Only so now, hold on. Tamud Omar Betahor Ad Shiga Betahor. The spit has to actually touch him. Only the roko. So now we know about the spit. Keicho v'neo umeh afshlo binayin. So we had keicho and neo. No, we never had neo in the Mishnah. Do we have neo in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said heinia, aval hazov v'hania v'harok. Nia, is that Neo? Is that the Neo? Yeah, it's the same thing. I think it's the same thing. Kecho v'Neo, yeah, that's the Nia. It's from the Mishnah. We had Nia. Kecho, we never have Neo. We had look at Rashi over here. What is Kecho v'Neo? Min rokain, right? Different types of liquids that come out of his body, of his mouth. Umei ha'af, right? Mei ha'af is saliva, right? What's it?
Nasal
mucus? Snot. Yeah. Mei ha'af. Sorry, I don't know why I thought mouth. Sorry, mei ha'af. Af, of course. Right? And mucus, right? So we got phlegm, like tahor. So we got rock is spit. And then neor, kochecho, and always like different types of phlegms, I imagine, right? Similar to rocks. And then you've got mei ha'af is mucus, right? I mean, now, where did all of those? Shalom Tamudomar, v'chia rock. So the v'chia over here, right? Look at Rashi, the vav darish. Right, we learn that not chiyarok, v'chiyarok is a ribui, all other in Amar Mar. Now we quote the previous bright we just saw a second ago. Yachor af b'shelo naga mehei chetiti. So what is it? I don't understand. What do you mean af b'shelo shelo naga? What do you mean can, even if the spit didn't touch him? Mehei chetiti. Where's it going to come this idea from? Why would you ever have a mina that if the spit didn't touch you, you wouldn't be tame? Right? He said, no, why? We wouldn't think so. So I mean, what would we think? Nei laf rok, rok mi yavama. Learn from Yibum. What happens in Yibum? What's that?
Now we've been looking for the technical term of nasal mucus.
Ah, it's not.
Right?
So he says, "Sagadah rock biyavama from a yibum." Mahala pidlonaga afachinami dlonaga. We might have thought, look, in this, when she does, when do chalitza, right, with the yibum, so she takes the shoe and spits into the shoe. The shoe doesn't have to actually spit on him, right? Or maybe the spit doesn't even have to touch the shoe, I don't know. So we might have thought that spit doesn't have to actually touch you. Kamashlan does have to touch you. Look at the Rashi over there. Right? Sorry, Kamashbalan, full stop. Now, the Hagagorabach changes that v'eimar to v'eimah with a hey, with aleph, v'eimah, Ema. So I wrote on the hey, but it means Anna. But Ema, say. Maybe the same thing over here, like we saw with the Zov, that maybe this spit is only metame b'masa, but not only b'maga. If it touches, but not b'masa, not too much in his state, like a sheret. Rabbi Shlaki says no. Tanabri Yishmael, Amar Kra, that passage we just saw a second ago, Rabbi Sivachi Arokazov, Batahor. It says Kra Batahor. What does it mean, Batahor? Mashe Beyad Tahor Timetilach. Right? Meaning Batahor, Beyad Tahor. Look at Rashi over there. Em v'sheret, lem v'adam. My betahor de mash betahara shetiharti makom acher timeti bekan. No, that's a different Rashi there. Where's the Rashi? B'meshe b'yatahor, there's a Rashi. There we are, further up. Im rak b'mashe b'yatahor de havelei tahor nosei etarok. Right? So, I don't know what's going on over here. Amar Shlaki Tanavar Yishmael, Amar Krab betahor, mashe b'yatahor timeti lach. What's in the tahor's hand, I'm a tamed. I don't know, so I suppose you got to spit in his hand.
Doesn't
Nida
have separate cutlery and stuff?
No, there's no Nida separate cutlery. Isn't it Tame Kalim, Nida?
Yeah, the spit.
This is...
the saliva, which
was... We're talking about a Zava here, not even Nida.
Sorry,
a Zava. Would a Zava have to have separate Kalim? Maybe. Maybe, not maybe. The Judah might be a Zav, become a Tame, but a Tuma. Right? Yeah. Although we saw that a Zav is not Tame, no, that was a Metzora, right? Wasn't Tame from Tashmish. Remember we saw that? Was it a Metzora, right? A Metzora could be a Tame, not a Zav, right? So maybe it's only Tame b'masa, Metame Adam b'begadim. So now the same Gemara asks the question, the same thing. Maybe with regards to as the rock is Metame b'masa, Metame Adam is begadim. Aber maga, Adam Metame begadim no Tame midi. Tave am maga nevelak nevelin nevelin is Metame. Right? If Metame b'maga is Metame you and your clothes. Masa is Metame you and your clothes, but maga is not you and your clothes. Maybe the rock here is like the nevela. Amar Shlaki v'chein Tanei Rabbi Yishmael Amar Kra b'tahor. He says, no, what do you mean by tahor? Tara she'etiyarech makom acher, with a tahor that was metar in other places, in other words, with the nevela, I was metar you there. The bagadim, timei tilach kan. I was metame you here. So here it's different. Ve'eze ze maga nevela. Right? That tahor is maga nevela. Right? This over here, there you tame, only the body and not the clothes. Here you metame, the body and the clothes. So you want to say, ve'em metame kemasah b'tsheret. Maybe it's like sheret. Right, look at Rashi. You have Ema Masada Sheretz, She Tihart Lecha. Maybe it's not the Nevela, it's the Sheretz we're speaking about. And the Sheretz, Tihart Lecha et HaNosei, right, Timei Tilach Bekan B'Nosei HaRok, Ava Mag'o K'Nevela, maybe no. Maybe Maga is like a Nevela, right? And a Nevela is Metame Adam and not Begadim. And maybe here, B'Masa, like a Sheretz, maybe we've got a bit of a combination of both, right? So Gemara says, "Emek masach imkay nichtov kra ba'adam." Would have said ba'adam. My betahor shvamin atarti. You metame everything begadim, clothes, ta'amaga and masa. It makes no difference. The rock is a high level of tuma. Now we come to your technical term over here of mucus, right? Umei ha'af. Right. So Gemara says umei ha'af. I've tried in the last. I'm going through fast now. Umei ha'af. Right. This mucus. My ma'af. What is ma'af? I'm a rav. Look at this. Rav says, benigrarin, this is why I got confused by when I said salaba. Benigrarin derech hapeh. This is mucus, which is actually, you sniff and you bring it out, so people spit out right through the mouth, right? That is what we're speaking about. That is what makes it tameh. Why is that tameh? Because the mucus itself is not inherently tameh. When you bring it through your throat, it's going to get infected by a bit of the spit. And the spit is what does it, not the mucus itself. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Look at this. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu benigrarin derech achotem. Even if it comes out through your nose, right? In other words, it doesn't go through the throat. If you blow your nose and you blow out the mucus, it's still tameh. Rabbi Yochanan is telling you, it doesn't need the flame, the spit to make it tame. So Gemara says, Amar Kesavah Mayanu. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is one of the Mayanot. This is a wellspring of a Zov. And we saw that these things are all metame. V'rachmane Ravye. And the Torah included all of these things. Look at Rashi, V'rachmane Ravye. Michi Yarok, Kol Dedami Lerok. From the Pasuk, V'chi Yarok. That's the Pasuk said over there, right? The Pasuk of Gimel, V'chi Yarok, Azab Betahor. V'chi Yarok, meaning anything like rock. And mucus is like rock, according to Rashi Lakish. Sorry, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that it is rock. It is a liquid that is metame. Rashi Lakish says, no. The reason it's metame, because it goes through your throat, and it picks up a bit of the spit along the way. V'rav, so Gemara says like this, if that's the case, Nichshov Nami Dimeot Eino, or Dimat Eino. Why did Rav also include tears? Now look at this. Why would Rav include tears? What was Rav's reason for the mucus being tame? Because it went through your throat. Not because it was inherently tame. Rabbi Yochanan says it's inherently tame. Rashi Lakish says, no, it goes through your throat. Right? And why? So the question is, Rav says, well, tears. Look at Rav over here. The Rav came and delav ma'ayanu, Rashi says, since it's not a wellspring of itself, it is inherently tame. Right, because of the spit. It should be included also tears. Venokma, and then say, how do tears become tamei? If you suck it out through your mouth, because he seems to say, Rav, that tears are connected, your tear ducts also to your mouth. Right, the Hamar Rav Efshar leGora Derech Ape, because Rav says that you can suck the tears out through your mouth. And look how he said it. Right, Vishy Efshar leAmar Rav. Right, because Rav said, "Hi man, look at this. Hi man, the Bai the Lista Meil Ena." Person who wants to become blind. Okay, obviously he's not advising it, right? But if you're an idiot and you want to become blind, how do you do it? Go to a goy to Oved Kochavim and ask you to put that like blue stuff in your eyes. Right? And if he puts in the blue stuff in your eyes, he will kill you. Why will it blind you? Look at Rashi over here. Haman debay the listamit there. Right? Likho einem Oved Kochavim. Right? Look at the Savim Matan Oved Kochavim. Letochom Sam Hamavet Yacholo Gorol Otsio Derechpiv. Okay, Rashi brings it both together. So Rav just said you can become blind through this hole. And Levi says, Haman de Bai de Leimut. A guy wants to die, right? You want to commit suicide. Likhul me Obed Kochavim. Go and ask him to put the stuff in your eyes. And Rashi says, yeah, why? The Savar, he'll put some sort of poison into this, right? Yachol Goro Lotio Derechpiv. Rav says you'll be saved. Why will you be saved? Right? Because you can actually suck it out through your eyes and spit out the poison. As Rav Duker Rashi, k'derech harokin akuspit shemoshchin me'af b'fihem al dei ruach neshimatam. You can basically breathe it in and you will spit it out. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chia Bar Guri, at my time, it Rav lo Amar Hai Man debay deleimot." Right? Hoyil v'yachol goran lotzian derech hape. Why didn't Rav use that example of Levi? Why did Rav say you want to go blind, not you want to die? Right, you could just suck it through your piss. He says, no, Rav, because Rav said like this, Nehi de zihara nafik dimata gufe lo nafik. He says, you wouldn't die. Why? Because, look at Rashi, zihara eres shosam amavet. Right, because he says the spit, the poison, you could get out through your, Nehi de zihara nafik, you could get the poison out of your body, dimata gufe lo nafik, but the tears itself, you won't be able to get out. I'm not sure what he means over here. I think what he means over here basically is that you could prevent the poison from killing you, but the tears themselves you could get out would make you blind anyhow. I don't know. What did he say? Hey?
The tear itself does not come out the poison.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he means. What's his toshma? Okay, so that's basically, the bottom line is we proved over here that Rav should have maybe said, bring it out. The word says, no, you can't use that argument over there, because all that really proves that Rav is able to do is to suck out the poison through your mouth, but the tears you can't really suck out through your mouth, and therefore that's why Rav doesn't say the tears are tame, because the tears don't come through your mouth and won't be touched by the spit, and therefore the tears themselves won't become tame. Okay, that's right. We're talking Toshma. Tish'a mashkin azavein. Shishav Ashkenazav. There are nine, I mean, we've seen this before plenty of times. This is a Gemara in Kretut, but we've seen it, we've learned it, that there are nine liquids of a Zav that come out of his body. And then Isaiah, his sweat, Vailecha, right? Lecha Sucha, sorry, Lecha Sucha, right? Lecha Sucha is what is pas, right? Vahara'i, and that is your feces. And those three, so sweat, pas, and feces are tahorin miklum. There's no tumah in them whatsoever of a zav. Dimat eno, right? Here we see that the eyes, the tears do count. Dimat eno is tears. Vedam magapato, and blood. I think Rashi says here magapato from a wound. Like if you not the blood, not dama nefesh, right? But dama wound. If you cut a guy, Rashi says here. I think Rashi said I didn't mark it. I don't know why. Megabato, megmakato, right? Rashi is right. A makah. If you ever wounded, you cut yourself. Vechalava isha, and the breastfeeding woman, the milk of her breasts, right? Metamin tumat mashkin. They have a regular. They are tumat mashkin. Look at Rashi. Letame ochlin or mashkin, kashar mashkin tamein, right? And what is that? Beravit, right? That's a shear of mashkin. So they basically treat like any other liquids, right? That is tears, blood of a wound, and milk of a woman. Then you have to have a whole revit for it to become tame. Aval zovo, but its emission, or roko, its spit, or memera glav, its urine, metamin tume chamura. Those are avota tume chamura, right? And over there, I don't even think that you have to have a revit. Look at Rashi, adam ubegadim de mainotain, right? The ilu meha'af lo ketani. Now the Gemara says over here, but what about meha'af? There's no meha'af in that. Is that a brighter or a mishnah? It's a brighter. That the Toshma is a brighter or a mishnah there? In Kritzel, a brighter, right? In that brighter. There's no meha'af. It was like this, and now there's a problem. We said at the very beginning, meha'af min alan, and Amar Rav. Rava says, why meha'af? Because it actually sucks through your throat. So according to Rav, it makes perfectly good sense. It's not inherently tame. It becomes tame because of the spit. The word says, Bishlam Rav, lo katani, lo psikalei, le mitnei. It's not psikalei, mitnei. It's not defined that the spit, that the tears, that the meha'af itself is tame, because zimin ad derech hapeh, v'zimin ad derech hachotem. Sometimes it comes out the nose, and therefore wouldn't be tame, and sometimes it comes out the mouth, and therefore it would be tame. That's why the bride didn't include it. The word says, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's got a problem. Litni. Rabbi Yochanan should have included it. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it comes out the nose, it's tame, right? So why doesn't it not include it? The Gemara says, L'tamech, that's not a good example. Kicho v'ne'o mikitani. We saw kecho v'ne'o, right? Those different types of syllables, the bright, our Mishnah included, and they aren't learnt in this brighter. So why don't you ask a kashi on that? It was Eletana, rok. The pasuk says, rok. V'chol da'ate mirivua. And anything that's included in the, rok is a very general term. Hachanami, that's how we answered there for ne'or v'kecho. So to over here, hachanami, with regards to meha'af, to mucus, tadaroko, we learn spit, b'chol da'ate mirivua, right? Or that's included as well. So it was, okay, dimat eno dichtiv. So now the Gemara is asking questions on this brighter. This brighter here said dimat eno. So where do we know dimat eno from? So the Gemara says dichtiv, right? It quotes a pasuk over here that says, Echaltem lechem dim'a. You ate bread of tears. Vatashkemo b'ma'ot shalish. And they basically gave you to drink from ma'ot. So we see that the ma'ot is called a liquid, right? A drink, right? And we know that the liquid that you drink, mashke, is metame, right? So it's like one of those. What shalish? V'dam magamato, where do you know dam, the blood of a wound from? So it says there, we know from dichtiv, because we got a pasuk that says, Hein am kelavi yakum, v'cha'ari, this is right, yitnasa, lo yishkav ad yochal, this is in the brochures, right? Lo yishkav ad yochal, teref v'dam chalalim yishte. We've seen this before, right? That blood here again is called yishte, you'll drink the blood. So again, blood also is called a drink, and therefore, now basically we could say, okay, but isn't that only dama nefesh? Not dumb of a wound. The Gemara says, Mali katle kule, Mali katle palge. What I care if he's completely dead or only half dead. Right? It was a wound or a full wound. Right? Now, chalav isha, where do you know chalav isha from? A woman's milk. Dichtiv, vatipach et nod hachalav vatishakehu. Right? Vatichtav, that pasuk over there is Vav. Right? That David says from Sisra. Vilma elea Hashkini nam at mayim ki tzameiti, vatipach et nodei chalav, vatashkehu, vatachasei. Right? Meimei raglav minam, we know about urine. Titania, we've got there zovot, titania zovot tamei. Because the pasuk there says, zovot tamei. Right? So the pasuk over there says, look at the whole pasuk, it says like this. Dibrubine shav matlehem, ish ish ki yezav mipsaro, zovot tameihu. And another pasuk says, vizot tiye tumato bezovot. And it says, "A bezot l'rabot me'merak lav l'tuma." So we say, "Valod din." We don't let end of over here. This is really new.